Hey everyone, welcome back to PT Tech Talk Podcast. This is episode 34. I am one of two co-hosts, Dave Kittle, physical therapist, founder, and CEO. We're not even going to edit that out. We're going to just let that flow, Rob. I'm here with my co-host, Rob Feining, founder of PT Live and also physical therapist. And tonight, we are with Ray Bardinelli, who is a physical therapist, practice owner, private practice owner in Pennsylvania, and the software founder of ADIS. So first of all, Rob, what's going on?
I think surprising both of us how these are just blowing up. I think we did an episode last night. We were just talking about it, and it's already over 1,600 views in less than 24 hours. It's not even, it's 20 hours now. So I guess we've kind of missed the boat for the first, 29 episodes. Didn't do it.
Well, we had to put some time in. We had to invest some time, some sweat equity. Mm-hmm. And I think we've had some really great guests over the past couple episodes, and also some really awesome topics, like a ton of healthcare providers and PTs and practice owners are interested in telehealth. So those are the last two episodes. If you haven't checked them out, please do check them out. Subscribe to us, PT Tech Talk on YouTube. Check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud. So if you're on the go, you can check us out on SoundCloud and iTunes if you like the podcast. And if you have some extra time, then you can check out our faces and our expressions and how we react to our engagement here on YouTube. And actually, that might be helpful, because tonight we have Ray Bardinelli, who not only is a PT and a practice owner, but also has some pretty cool software that he wants to show to everyone. So anyone that's interested in this tonight, you're going to have to check out the Facebook Live here or check out the YouTube video once it's published and edited.
Ray, I appreciate you being on, man. Thanks so much for coming up today.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Let's jump right in and give us a little summary of, you know, yourself as a PT, your backstory. I know you run a clinic. Tell us a little bit about that, and then just how your software came about and how you discovered the problem and then what you did about it.
Yeah, well, I've been a physical therapist for about 14 years now. I graduated from St. Francis University. I practiced about 2.5 years with someone else, and then I went out on my own after that period of time, and I've been there for about 12 years now. And I've kind of been through all the changes just like everybody else. I saw all the PQRS changes, all the functional limitation reporting changes,
right. All
of the changes, and everything kind of seemed like it was pushing more and more against spending more time with my patients. And I found myself doing all my paperwork at home or coming in early to try to get it done on my EMR. And the EMRs, if anything, seemed to make my life worse
right. And
not better. So there was a point where I said, you know what, I got to do something. I've got to make a change. There's got to be something that can make our lives a little bit easier as therapists, because it just doesn't seem to be going that way right now. So I decided to do something. So it all came from the idea of the timers were going off in my clinic, and I was trying to coordinate with my staff. It wasn't working so well. You know, I'm running around chasing them down, trying to find where they are. So then I looked at my phone and I said, well, why can't I put all the timers here and share them with everyone else?
Yeah.
So from that, I started to work on that, and we started to create some software to do away with that inefficiency. And then I started looking around more, and I found other inefficiencies. You know, I left the patient waiting in the waiting room for 15 minutes, you know, just because I didn't realize that their chart was up.
Right.
And, you know, I decided to do something to address that inefficiency. And every time one thing got resolved, there was a new one that I said, got to do something about that now.
Right.
And so that brought us to where we are today. So pretty much it automated the entire clinic. And it's like that 1950s diner example. You know, a 50s diner, it works fine.
Yeah.
Everything in it works fine. But it's not efficient.
Right.
You compare and contrast that with a modern fast food restaurant, how you see everything is automatic. Nothing gets missed. Everything is fast and efficient. Your wait time is less than half. It's because they were able to automate their system. So that's what I did. I automated the clinic.
Yeah, that's always a good problem to have whenever you're hitting those walls of inefficiencies. If you're a slow clinic, you're not looking for something like this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
If you're a super busy clinic, this is the number one thing that's going to bring about this problem that you've solved here. Can you give us a little bit of just how it's worked in your clinic itself? Let's say, and when did you kind of create all of this?
Well, it's been working in my clinic for about 9 months now.
Gotcha.
We've just been refining it and refining it and refining it. And every time I think I'm to the point where, I want to totally release this and go open it up to everyone, I come up with something else that I want to do.
Right.
And I want to add that in before I release it. So now we've been doing that for about 3 months, and now I've said, okay, that's it. They're going to have to start going yeah. in a file where they're backed up, and I'm going to start adding those things in the future. But for right now, we're going to release it the way that it is, and actually we're going to start doing limited releases.
Nice.
Make sure that the customer service is what we want it to be, because I've had a bad experience, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that have had a bad experience with their EMR, not getting back to them. The customer service isn't there. I have a problem. I'm not getting an answer. So we want to avoid that.
So let's jump into, first of all, there were some of those problems that you defined in the pre-interview. We went through kind of what this is, why you built this. Let's just, kind of review over some of those problems that might be in those outpatient physical therapy offices that Rob and I and yourself, we've all worked in outpatient physical therapy and in different rehab settings. What are some of those pain points that you saw, but then also kind of introduce your product in terms of how this software is filling the gaps and solving those pain points?
Yeah.
Right. Let's just start with a patient visit. Patient comes in, they check in at the front office, and then they're waiting for me to come get them. A chart goes up, I'm busy, my assistant's busy, maybe the aide's busy. So we just don't notice the chart's up. And it seems like once a day or more, somebody's going to sit in the office and they're going to end up waiting there for 10, 15 minutes because I didn't notice,
right,
or no one else noticed. And as a result, I said, look, there's got to be a better way to do this. That chart on the wall isn't reaching out and grabbing. So then we decided to use the mobile device, a cell phone, to vibrate in my pocket and alert me when the patient's there, the moment it's there. So it's not just me, but everybody that's assigned to that patient, in the group, they all get an alert and we know who's getting it.
Does it start like the front office whenever that patient comes in the door?
Correct.
They kind of jump into the software and say, okay, they're here. And then everybody gets that alert.
Right. And then they can attach notes so that if they need an authorization today, if they have a doctor's visit tomorrow,
nice,
anything that I might need to know, or they need a reevaluation, they can put a note in there right up front to tell me so that nothing gets missed.
Right.
And then within our software, there's a task list that you can actually save that stuff to, and it'll remind you later.
Nice.
That, hey, you've got to do this.
So it's almost like the front office person walking back to you with the chart with a sticky note on it, but a digital sticky note, right?
Right, right. Okay. And it's instantaneous and they don't have to get up. They don't have to do anything, and neither do you.
Right.
If it buzzes in your pocket and you're busy, you can say, okay, I can wait a minute or two before I get to that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't interrupt the patient treatment.
You look like a superhero, because every time there's information that you might have forgot, that little sliver of information, oh, they've got a doctor's appointment Thursday, and you go, oh, okay, so when you see your doctor this Thursday, and the patient's like, wow, they right. know that.
But they know you're on top of it.
Right, exactly. Right. And that probably rolls right into better patient retainment, keeping your patients happy.
Right, right. And the patients noticed. When we started implementing, I started hearing from them, they knew what was coming because I had been talking to them, and they said, honestly, I feel like now you're on top of everything, because before, we're all like that. We're all pulled 100 directions. We're asked to do more and more with less and less.
Yeah.
And something's got to give, if I started looking at the psychology of it, and we can only really remember four things at one time. When you start adding more things than that, stuff starts getting slipped, or stuff starts slipping. You start missing stuff. And so with this, that doesn't happen. The things that I have to remember have dropped significantly. And I find I can even focus more on my patient's problems, because all of that extra stuff that I had always been trying to remember, had always been trying to keep track of for the last 14 years, is now gone.
Right. So that probably makes it a little easier for the front office too. A lot of times, when I'm talking to clinic owners about my product and my software, the number one thing is, don't give my front office anything else to do. Do not give them anything else to do. I want them to focus on what they're doing. And that's it. So with your product and your software, it seems like you're allowing the front office to almost be a better quarterback, if that makes sense.
Yeah, Yeah, but there's a lot of things out there that do that. Like everything that all of us are trying to do at this point really does that. Like that's our goal, to make that interaction with a patient, with the front office, as clean and as effective as possible, so that we can get that carryover, so we can get that return from the patient and create that relationship. Because I mean, that's really what it's all about. We want everyone within their clinic, within their facility, we want to have that personal relationship with our patient. And right now, everything's pulling us away from that. So yeah. Things like you guys have done and like I'm doing is trying to roll that back and make it so that we can have that individual relationship with our patients and take a lot off our plate, give ourselves an extra 15, 20 minutes at the end of the day so that we can get to that paperwork and spend some time with our family.
Yeah. And you know, the number one thing that all three of our softwares address, communication. And that's right. What it's all about.
It's huge. It's almost impossible to over communicate.
Yeah.
But so when we were talking, we had an awesome story from Ray in the pre-interview. So Ray, if a physical therapist approaches you or a practice owner approaches you and you guys hear that, you know, you're a PT, you're a practice owner, once you start to tell them about ADIS, before you even say that, what's like that story that you were telling us, that descriptive story in terms of how it makes perfect sense from like an old time shift into the current world?
Well, that I was talking about.
The diner story.
What goes on in a diner is the waitress has so many things. She's got too many tables. And when she seems like she's on top of it and she walks in and she remembers your order by heart, she doesn't even reach for her pen and her pad. And yeah. She remembers your order. She seems like she's on top of everything and the place runs so much better. So we're comparing like we said before, a McDonald's to a 1950s diner. It's so much more efficient. Your wait time is cut in half. The mistakes are cut down because you can remember everything. And the place seems so much nicer and so much more orderly because of it. So you're more likely to return to that place. If you wait less, things are faster, you're far more likely to return.
That totally makes sense. That's using technology to create that connection with the patient themselves. So if I'm understanding all this correctly with your software, when they come in the door and the front office kind of collects that information, alerts everybody that the patient's here, from that point, whenever the therapist is going to work with them in a certain location or a certain area in the clinic, you can start the timer feature.
Yeah. So basically it does a number of things. So number one, we had discussed the waiting room.
Yep.
Another thing that it does from the waiting room is you'll get another notification automatically for post-surgical progression. So if somebody had a rotator cuff surgery and they're due to start active assisted range of motion at 4 weeks, in the system, you actually put in their surgery date, you select a doctor, and you input the protocol. So, well, they do it up front. And then whenever that patient is ready to progress on or after that 4 week, you get a notification when they hit the waiting room, a note that says start active assisted range of motion. And then there's also a button that you can tap view, and you can actually view the protocol right on your mobile device or tablet and see what you need to do. So it's basically like putting the chart in the palm of your hand and making it automatic. So you never miss anything, because like I said before, I get so busy sometimes I've missed post-surgical progressions. And if other therapists haven't, they're better than me because I get so busy that it gets difficult. I don't anymore. I haven't missed one.
Nice.
So every staff member, whether it's the front desk person, your therapist, your PTAs, your techs or assistants, anyone that's helping as an aide, every single person has this on their phone, correct? And they're all kind of notified. I know you showed me before in a demo where there was kind of groups, you could do groups or clusters in different teams, but everyone in your clinic, everyone that is your employee has this on their phone. So everyone's notified, and that way you can kind of trade assignments and tasks, and you can make sure that something's covered, or you can take something if someone's got something already going for them.
Right. Within the group, for example, okay, so it gets all set up in groups. So say you are a larger clinic and you do have a number of people working with you. They're in groups. So only specifically that group or that individual that's assigned gets the notifications. You know, they don't get the waiting room notification, the timer up notification. Only that group will get it. So it doesn't bother the other, you know, the other physical therapist groups, they are taking care of their patients and they don't get notified at all. There's not a timer going off in the clinic. They don't have to turn around and look. There's no timers on the doors anymore in my clinic. And so they don't even notice that we're taking care of our patients.
Yeah.
And we don't notice that they're taking care of their patients. It's almost, it's actually pretty seamless. And then I can assign it. So say I'm busy and I want my PTA to take care of something.
Yeah.
I can actually just go ahead and within the app, assign it to them. They get a notification, you know, that vibrates in their pocket that tells them that they've been assigned to this patient. Gotcha. So now when I'm working with someone, say I'm getting ready to start a manual therapy with someone. I know it's going to take me about 10 to 15 minutes to do this manual therapy. Previous to this, I had to get up, walk around the clinic, see where everybody's timer is, how much time they have left. I've got to go find my support staff and say, hey, so-and-so in room two needs taken off in 2 minutes and I'll get so-and-so in on table three whenever they're done. And then I walk back across the clinic and now I finally start with the patient. Right. Now I just pull the app out of my phone. I look, see how much time people have left, assign it to them. And within 5 seconds, I'm starting the treatment with the patient.
Right. You're probably freaking patients out. Like, do you guys have ESP? Because I'm just having people show up and you guys just look at each other and like everybody's doing the right things.
Right, right. Well, see, the thing is, new patients don't notice. My return patients notice.
Yeah.
But the new patients don't notice and they just kind of think that's the way that it is.
Yeah.
And which is fine with me. If they think that we're that good and we're on top of everything, I'm fine with my practice looking like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good thing. When you talk to other PTs, because I know the first thing that I said when you showed me this, Ray, I said, wow, why was this never built before? Why was this never developed? And you said something like, that's what every PT or healthcare provider says out loud when they see this and hear about it.
Right.
So obviously on the patient side, it's kind of like, you know, Rob was asking about the patients and that's great that it's, you know, helpful and efficient for them. And they may or may not understand it or see it. But when you tell patients like, hey, listen, like we have this app where we're kind of all being, we're covering all of our tasks and being efficient. So when you see us looking at our phone, it's not that we're looking at like our Facebook notifications. It's actually we're coordinating everyone's time, different rooms. And so why do you think this is something that's never been built, especially for an outpatient therapy clinic or a company or the entire outpatient world?
I don't know. I don't know. I know for me, the reason that I didn't do it until now was everything was good 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Everything seemed to be going pretty good. Yeah, the paperwork was a little bit more, but nothing felt pressing.
Right.
And I wasn't being stretched as thin, you know, so that necessity is the mother of all invention.
Right.
That's kind of the truth. That's what happened with me anyway. I hit a point where I'm like, I am so overwhelmed. You know, I'm losing time with my family.
Yeah.
I've got to do something. I've got to do something to take this back and get it back under control.
Right.
And I wanted to give everybody the ability to take their control back within their clinic and within their life. So that's where it was born from.
So what do you think, Ray, on the roadmap of the software? We were talking a little bit about this, about, you know, adding features and what you want to add next. Is there anything that you're like long range that you're looking to add into the software?
I want my notifications on here.
Ah, yeah.
What is that?
It's just a Moto 360. It's an old one, but I want the notifications there.
Yeah.
Got an Apple Watch.
So
I want the notifications there. I don't even want to have to pull it out of my pocket. I want to be working with my patient, doing a manual treatment, flip my wrist and see what I need to see and know whether it needs my attention right away. And that's another feature that ADIS has, you know, that we're working on, we're developing, and it's going to be coming in the next couple of months, is we're doing two-tier notifications. So you're going to have a high priority notification. So if something is very important, like somebody's having a lot of swelling or a big problem in the next room over, the notification in your pocket is going to be more intense to alert you that there's something that requires your attention right now. And then a low priority notification, which is going to say, hey, this is something that you need to get to, but it can wait 2-3 minutes until you have a moment, so you don't have to stop the manual treatment or whatever it is that you're doing at that moment. And the watch plays into that, you know, so that whenever we get to that point, the notification will be right there. So you don't even have to stop.
That's great.
Right now you're super busy, so much so that you've been pretty inundated with practice owners that have been interested in testing this, using this, integrating it, and you have a waiting list, which is awesome. So in terms of your current users right now, when you're talking about the return on investment because of those minutes that add up for being so efficient, because this is now a different way of doing things, how did you come about the pricing and the efficiency piece?
I wish I could tell you. I started looking at other things that other people were doing. There's nothing exactly like it, but I started looking, okay, well, most PTs don't know what a software as a service is, SaaS. I started looking at other ones out there that are doing the same thing, selling their software as a service, and, you know, between EMRs, between everything. But then what I really looked at, I looked at what it was costing me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get that price point as low as possible.
Yeah.
I want as many people as possible to have this and to be able to use it and to make their life easier, because the ultimate goal for me wasn't to get rich on this.
Yeah.
It was to make my life easier. And then right. From trying to make my life easier, I started looking around, talking to friends and other practice owners, and they started saying, you know what, when that's done, I would really like to take a look at that, so I might be able to use it also. Right. So then from there, it was just a minor hop, skip, and a jump to where we are. And right now, we're trying to keep the pricing that low. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to keep it that low, because my software is very server heavy.
Right.
It's very, very server heavy, very server intensive, because as you can imagine, all of your timers are going off within it. It's coordinating all of your staff. People are checking it to see where patients are, how much time they have left. So you're constantly going to the server
right.
to gather information.
And if are you running it through something like Twilio? I know half the PTs are about to go, what is he saying? Are you running it through like Twilio API or something like that?
Yeah, I have one company that does something similar.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, with ours, we're using Twilio. And so it's like a ding every message. It's sure, it's a fraction of a cent, but those add up. You know what I mean? So every time that it's dinging the server to send a message from one place to another, everybody can think, oh, it's just a fraction of a penny. Yeah, but there's thousands and thousands and thousands of messages going right. through.
Think about how many times a day, like I can't even tell you how many times a day I check my phone. I get an alert when the patient hits a waiting room. I get yep. an alert when the patient's timer's up. I get an alert when somebody assigns a timer to me. There's a lot. And the front office is also hitting it. So
yeah.
So Ray, we had a comment from a practice owner in the Facebook Live chat room here. So Scott Van Niekerk, he's a manual-based physical therapy owner and a physical therapist still treating as a clinician. So Scott's doing manual therapy throughout the day, and he'll kind of get in the flow of things where he's not really looking at his phone. So he made a comment about, what about him or other practice owners or physical therapy clinicians who are not looking at their phone, they're not looking at notifications, and that, you know, those type of texts or notifications would be kind of different or bothersome throughout the day. Does it depend on the practice and the clinician?
Well, it's definitely different. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's definitely different. Bothersome, it doesn't seem to be for me. I mean, that's kind of for everybody to decide for themselves. That's why we give it away for a month for free, so they can try it, see if they like it. Mm-hmm. If not, hey, don't use it. But it's not really bothersome. I do explain to my patients what I'm doing.
Right.
When I go to reach for my phone, it doesn't seem, and like I said, most of them, that's why we're working on the high versus the low priority notifications, so that if it's something that's low priority, I wait until I'm done with what it is that I'm doing, and then I reach for the phone.
Right.
You know, I'm kind of using that in alpha capacity within my clinic. You know, I it's still buggy, so I'm not going to really put it out there for anybody else. It really doesn't disrupt the treatment at all. I mean, there's a process where it'll notify you a second time. If somebody doesn't answer the timer, you're going to get another notification in 2 minutes.
Right.
And then another 2 minutes after that, you're going to get another notification, just to ensure that a patient doesn't end up sitting waiting.
Yeah.
But I really can't say that it's bothersome.
Would you say, so Scott is out of network. He does myofascial release. He does McKenzie, but he's really only working with patients one-on-one in one patient blocks at a time. Would you say that this is best for an out of network? I'm sorry, an in-network practice where you're seeing patients that are like, there might be several patients that you know of or you care for that are in the clinic at the same time.
Yeah, Scott, it sounds like Scott and I aren't going to be a real good fit there, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
You know, if he's doing one-on-one with his patients, yeah, I'm not a great fit. You know, this is for somebody that's doing volume. It's not, you don't necessarily have to be out of network versus in network. Yeah. Or it's volume, all about volume. If you're doing volume, then you're going to need it. If you have multiple staff that you're trying to coordinate, then it's beneficial. If you're one-on-one in 1 hour blocks with your patient, then maybe this isn't the most beneficial software for you.
Right.
It's not developed for that. It's developed to streamline the process in a busy clinic and give them back some time.
Yeah. It's like trying to sell some myofascial release tools to a strict McKenzie practitioner, right. You know?
And I don't want to force anybody into anything here. I want this to be something that's going to help you because it's going to make your life easier.
Yep.
And if we're not going to be a good fit for one another, then it's best to just say that up front.
Ray, what is the best place for providers, PTs, healthcare providers to learn more about the product and to reach out to you directly?
You can check out our website. It's aetasapp.com. It's aetasapp.com. At the bottom of that right now, you can sign up if you're interested. Like I said, we're not releasing it to anybody new right now. We're trying to focus on the people that we have, and we're not just going to open it up. And like I said before, turn on healthcare.gov where this crashes out.
Yeah.
we want to make sure that when we onboard someone that the support is there, that the help is there, because we want to be a partner with them. And the last thing I want to do is make somebody's life more difficult.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Awesome. So Ray, are you in the company? Are you guys going to be visiting or attending any upcoming physical therapy conference?
Yeah, we're going to be at CSM here in February. And if you want to check us out, you can check us out at aetasapp.com. That's aetasapp.com. And if you want to reach out to me, you can get me at rayb@aetasapp.com. And I can get your email there and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Awesome. So no other questions here in the Facebook Live. So for Rob and I here at PT Tech Talk, episode 34, Ray, thank you so much for your time. It was awesome to learn more. Definitely reach out to Ray. Check out his website. Get on there. Get on the waiting list. See if you want to check out that software and give it a go. Give it a free month to see if it makes sense for you, if you're at a medium or maybe even a higher volume clinic. And until next time, please check us out, PT Tech Talk. Go ahead and subscribe to us on YouTube. If you are on the go and you're a podcast player, whatever your favorite podcast player is, subscribe to us on iTunes, subscribe to us on SoundCloud. And if there's another podcast player, I'm not going to make Rob, integrate and make us publish on there. But if there's another podcast player that you like that is not iTunes or SoundCloud, just drop me a note, dave@vinishal.com. Let me know. And
that will get forwarded to rob@ptlive.com.
It'll get forwarded to Rob. I'll just forward that to him. No, that was awesome. So, Ray, thank you so much for your time. And I look forward to having you back in the future when you guys have some more updates.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me.